From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Lish, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Really, though? Why are you here?
Is he playing hard to get or hard to read?
Oh, damn. You wrote this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I developed feelings for a guy friend I met through my ex. I initially set him up with a friend, but later confessed my feelings. After reconnecting, we flirted and went on dates, but he eventually became distant, saying we wanted different things. He stopped talking to me and despite agreeing to stay friends. Recently, we reconnected, and after some flirting, he suggested a vacation.
Whoa.
I declined to avoid catching feelings, and now he's not speaking to me again. What should I do?
Lish, do you think that this guy maybe had others on the side?
Oh, I know he did.
He was, okay. Like, so he was just playing his options then, right?
I guess. He was still on dating apps when we were seeing each other, but yeah. It was just...
And then when things weren't working out with the others, he came running back to you.
Probably, yeah.
Right? The reason why he was being distant the first time around was because he probably had multiple options readily available to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those didn't work out, he was like, oh, well, I know Lish is still there. Like, she could be my thing now. And came running back to you and was like, yo, let's go on vacation and let's do all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something inside... I don't think you should trust this guy.
I think that you to him are strings, right? And he had a relationship with you before you guys even really hooked up, right? Like you were friends and you introduced him to, you know, somebody new and you met him through your ex and all this other stuff. And with you, it is relationship or nothing. Right? Like he can't hook up with you because you have history, your strings, right? That's not a no strings attached kind of relationship. And if somebody's looking for that, they're going to avoid something where they have to put the effort into it, or maybe call them the next day, or maybe, you know, tell them something nice other than how good they look naked. And if somebody's not into that, they're not going to be into you. When he came around and was like, hey, maybe vacation, it's one of two things. Either he has a small window, a small break, between other tings.
Yeah.
And he thought, hey, who can I call? I'm going to want to go on vacation, but I don't want to bring any of these, you know, whatevers.
Yeah.
Who can I call that will, you know, put out? I know it's going to be easy. I know they look good in a bathing suit. I know they're fun. I know I can spend a week with them.
I
know they like me. I'm going to call Lish, right? You're easy in that situation. He's not calling any of his one night hookups because he doesn't have a history with them. But when it comes to going on vacation, he wants to take somebody he knows he could actually spend some time with. And that's where your name comes up in the phone. I don't think that this is anything other than you're not the one. It's just your turn.
I think you should stay away from the guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just confusing because, like, when we were seeing each other, he would, like, buy me flowers and he would, like, hang out with his family and stuff like that. So it was like...
Maybe those are his moves, though, Lish.
Yeah, but also, like, don't discount the fact that because he's comfortable with you, that you are the place he goes when he's in between all the other places.
Right.
He knows you're there. He knows you're easy. He knows you get along. He knows it's not a lot of work. It's not a lot of stress.
Comforting, right. I guess.
Yeah, but as soon as he goes back to, you know, anyone else, you know, he'll ghost you because he knows that he can just text you again at any point.
Right.
And you're going to reply and maybe think about going on vacation with him.
Right. Yeah.
But you're not, right? You're not going on vacation.
No.
Okay, good.
Of course not. No.
All right. There you go. Life has just been fixed.
Thanks, guys, so much. I appreciate it.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Why are you here? Why are you on FML, Ashik?
I'm here because how do I balance my future planning with my spouse's love for spontaneity?
Okay. Ashik Yura says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I'm 28 and recently married just about a year ago. My spouse and I are trying to navigate our finances together, but we have very different spending habits. I prefer to save and plan for the future, while my spouse enjoys spending on experiences and living in the moment. Currently, she is waiting for her PR card and isn't working, so I'm supporting us both on a single income. We've had a few arguments about this, and I'm concerned it might lead to bigger issues down the line. How can we find a balance without constantly fighting about money?
Can you give us an example of like a latest purchase, a latest experience that got you guys into somewhat of a heated discussion?
I would say it's her want to like do things, go downtown, maybe like have a night out. And I guess like nowadays going out costs a lot. Uh-huh. Like one night out will set me back, I'd say, like for a little bit.
So does she? So the conversations that you have with her, right? Does she fully? And I'm not trying to say that she's ignorant or anything, but does she understand the situation of the finances?
She does. She understands, but I guess it just comes to like certain days where maybe she'll just have a long day and I'm at work, and then she'll be really bored at home and kind of wants to do something. And me too, being me, I don't want to like just not do anything. I don't want her to be like completely bored out of her mind. So I try my best to like do little things or go out, or even if it's like, you know, grabbing food somewhere. Or
like, does it always have to be a night downtown?
She loves downtown. That's the problem.
Oh,
okay. But like you need to, is there a way to sort of replace that with something else that gives her the sort of same feeling that doesn't set you back for weeks because she needs to get out of the house?
I also live in Brampton, so she doesn't like the area. Me too. I personally, there's not really much to do around here. So
what is she doing all day? What is she doing all day?
She's studying currently. She studies and, she just helps around the house. Like we live in a separate unit, so she like usually just helps around the house, and she's busy studying.
Sorry. When you say a separate unit, like, are you guys living with one of your parents then?
Correct. Yeah. I'm living with my parents, but we just have like the entire basement for us.
I think that she needs to do something during the day.
Yeah, the thing is, during the day, she's really busy with her classes.
I know, but she's all cooped up, and then can't wait for you to get home, and she's been in that house for too long, and then she just needs to get out and feel like a human, and you know, put some makeup on and go downtown and be seen and you know, be around people. Like that's I don't think this has anything to do, well, I mean, it does have stuff to do with financing and finances, but I think that this has more to do with her life than it does her bad spending habits. I think that the problem that needs to be fixed is how she feels at the end of the day. I think that if you guys are going to sit down and, you know, work out the finances, I think that that's where you start.
Yeah.
Because she's so consumed with everything that she's doing, like with studying during the day, stuck in that basement, or
alone.
Maybe you come upstairs every now and then, but yeah, you're basically alone, that at the end of the day, you need to get out and you need to like live stress-free and just do something enjoyable for yourself, awesome. Right? But at what cost, right? You guys are traveling from one part of the city all the way into downtown.
Yeah.
And that costs dollars. I don't know if you guys are Ubering or if you're driving, but you got to think about gas, and then you got to pay for friggin' parking downtown, which is always
parking, food,
nuts.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think that that's where
and
you need to start,
sitting in traffic,
though.
Too, both ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that that's the problem, is that she doesn't have anything in her life that makes a terrible day worth it, you know? And you coming home and spending time, I'm sure she loves that, but it's not, she's still in the house. Like she just needs to get out of the house. And I think that she needs to take sort of control of her own life, because you're gone all day. She knows how she feels at the end of the day. She's the one that needs to take control to make sure she doesn't feel like that. She's got to figure something out. She's got to build a schedule for herself where during the day she shakes it up and gets to do something that makes her feel, human or makes the hard work seem worth it. Like, that can't only be done through dollars at a restaurant in the city. That you have to figure out another way to get over the dread.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the approach, dude. Maybe you got to switch up the convo.
Yeah, I think you guys are right.
And you know what? I wonder if part of it, too, is the fact that you guys are living in your parents' basement as opposed to a spot that just belongs to the two of you, right?
Possibly.
Yeah. Like, she has no control. Maybe. I don't know.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. The thing is, we got married. It hasn't been too long. So, like, we're about to hit our two-year mark, I think, this 29th of October. So it's good for us just to, like, kind of save up in the meantime before we can actually get a place of our own. So that is our initial plan, is just to kind of like lay low here for a bit until she gets her job, because she just got her PR card. So hopefully these problems won't be here for too long.
Yeah. But try that out. Okay, man.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, guys. Bro. Thank you guys so much.
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Hey, Sam, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, Roz and Mocha. How are you guys?
Good. What is on your mind?
I need your help. How do I figure out if I'm in love or just stuck in his mind games?
Oh, damn. You wrote, it says, Sam, hey, Roz and Mocha fix my life. I've been with a guy for over a year and our relationship has been on and off because he's unsure of what he wants. I genuinely love him, but sometimes he plays mind games. I've caught him being unfaithful by liking posts and following other girls during a trip for my best friend's wedding. He fought with me repeatedly, making the trip stressful. Since then, we've been friends with benefits, but he acts like he wants more. Last week, he got mad at me when he found messages from a guy on my phone, even though we weren't together at the time. He expects me to move on from his talking to other girls, but now I'm starting to realize I hate how he thinks. I have regrets about our relationships, and I'm confused about whether I want to be single or with him, and if his intentions are genuine or just mind games. Dump him.
I think you just gave yourself
Christ.
The answer in everything that you wrote to us.
Did I, though? Yeah.
Yes, you did. This guy's terrible.
What's the holdup?
I just feel like I'm never going to, like, find the same happiness that I have here.
I'm not happy with this guy, though.
Where's the happiness in what you wrote us?
Not one single positive word was used to describe your relationship and what you wrote to us.
You can't even go to a friend's wedding without him being miserable and ruining your trip.
That's true. But he tells me that he, like, sees a future with me. He wants to be with me. He just isn't loyal. You know what I mean?
How old are you guys?
We're 24.
Yeah. No, this guy, he seems to me like he wants to be in control. Control freak. And then you want your future to look like that?
No.
Okay. If you're concerned with how much you have to put up with now and pretend is okay and rationalize, imagine what that's going to be like in 5 years.
You're right. Okay? But I just can't see myself with anyone else.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're damaged? Because he's beating you down so much that he thinks that, like, he's the best thing for you, even though he's terrible for you?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
You're 24 years old. You're young. You still got your whole life ahead of you. This guy is not good for you, and he's just going to ruin your life the longer you stay in communication with him.
Why?
You guys are right.
Why do you feel that you can't do any better than this guy?
I just feel like in the past, I've never really met anybody that I've connected with as much as I've connected with him.
But I think you're just trying to tell yourself that.
What are you hanging on to? Like what are you, because everything you wrote us, like, you should just be like, God, this guy is just no good for me. I'm not in a good place when I'm with him. I don't like myself with him. I don't like the way that I have to compromise constantly. And I don't like getting in trouble for things that I do that he does that I'm supposed to accept. Like, so what are the things that you're hanging on to here?
I guess I'm just hanging on to his, like, promises, but his promises don't match up with his actions.
But when's the last time he promised you something that he followed through with?
Good question.
Sam, let me ask you this. If one of your girlfriends came to you and said, Sam, here's what I'm dealing with, and described everything to you that you just described to us and said, Sam, what do I do here? What are you telling your friend?
Oh, I would tell her to leave.
Yeah.
I would say you deserve so much better than that.
Right. Sam, you deserve so much better than that.
Well, we don't know if she deserves it. We don't know. You could be a terrible person too. We're just saying you could probably do better.
Okay. Based on the information that we have and only knowing you for just a few minutes, you deserve better.
Thank you, guys.
Okay?
Yeah.
Move on from this clown.
Every time I, like, sit with him or talk to him, it just feels like, I don't know, this is love, but you're right.
Oh, he just sucks you back in.
He's very obviously he knows how to manipulate you, right?
No, that's true. Yeah.
And you love, I mean, when you're so future focused, when you're like, I can see a future, I can see a future, I can see a future. He knows that. And he knows that that's sort of your soft spot. And so what he starts doing is making promises. And then promises fit right in line with your priorities, which is building a future. And then when he makes promises, that means that he doesn't have to do anything right now.
You guys, that's crazy. I never even thought of that. This is like right? free therapy.
It's a game. He knows.
You're so right about that.
Boom. Life been fixed.
Thank you guys. Fixed right? my life.
All right,
you feel better, Sam?
I feel so much better.
All right.
Don't go back to him. Sam, you promise us this right now. There is no...
you guys.
No. There is no one more night.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You guys, there is no one more night.
No matter what he says to you, no matter how he tries to... No matter how he tries to lure you back in, there's not going to be one more night, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I promise you guys. I've been watching you since I was like 12 or listening to you, so I definitely promise you guys.
Okay. All right, Sam.
It's weird talking like this with somebody who started listening to us when we were 12.
Yeah.
But no one more night, okay? Okay.
It's a bond that we have, okay? It's a one-sided bond.
I don't know when the last time you guys had one more night, but that was the last.
That was the last one. It was a couple days ago.
That was the last.
I don't know.
It was the last, okay?
Okay.
TMI, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
All right, love.
Later.
Thank you. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Samantha, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. How's it going today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. What's your dilemma? What's going on?
How do you deal with a coworker that gets away with everything?
Oh, damn. Samantha, you wrote it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. Long story short, I've been working with a younger coworker for years, and it's constant drama. When HR gets involved, she sits there and lies about the entire situation to the point of where it turns into a he said, she said, and nothing is done to resolve the issue. Management is aware of the drama she causes, but does nothing about it. What do I do?
Have other people complained about this person?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, it gets to HR constantly. Like, we work in a marketing firm.
Does management know?
Yes, management is aware of everything.
Uh-huh.
It's just constant kind of back and forth between me and this one coworker always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always just, it goes to HR. There's drama back and forth. But when it gets to that point, I can't defend myself because she just has to lie.
Okay, so let's get to specifics here. What are the issues? Like, what is the back and forth? What is the drama?
So because she's a little bit younger, I do have to deal with some, needless to say, just talking about each other back and forth, like my work performance and stuff like that. And I take that quite seriously because I hold myself to a high standard. And when I confront her with it, it turns into, you know, oh, you're bullying me. Goes to HR. And then
going to HR.
Yes. And then when we go to HR and I sit down and I explain my side, and then she explains her side is completely made up, like completely made up. There's just, it's lie after lie to the point where my jaw is on the ground.
Uh-huh. But does your manager, like if you say management knows about the behavior, then, you know, and maybe her interactions with other coworkers. I don't know if she's saying the exact same thing about other coworkers that she's saying to you. Then what are they saying? Like, how do they approach the situation?
She's sensitive. You have to walk on eggshells around her. You just have to be careful about what you say to her and stuff like that. I'm like, listen, like, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the it is, though, right? HR is only there to protect the company, right? HR isn't there to sort of like sort things out for you guys. And how old is this young employee that you're talking about, roughly?
Early 20s.
Yeah. So I was talking to a buddy of mine where he runs a small business, right? Like, I don't know, like maybe 10, 15 employees kind of thing. He knows other business owners. And the one thing that a lot of businesses are dealing with currently is that when you, and I'm not saying it's all young people, but I'm saying that the younger employees, they have to treat completely differently than any other generation of employee. Because when drama happens, at work. It's not like they want something sorted out with HR, or they want to work it out themselves with the coworker, or they want to quit, or maybe even sometimes they want to get fired, get that pat, like whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they deal with now is there is a constant fear that something small is going to escalate right past HR and the employee is going to file a human rights violation because that's what's happening all the time. And then suddenly you're a small business that's dealing with a human rights violation, which years ago would have been two pissy employees that you sat down and said, work it out.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a big problem. So HR departments are terrified right now.
Mm-hmm.
Terrified.
Which makes sense. It's just, I guess that's more so frustrating for the other employees to always feel that if they have to defend themselves, that we can't at this point, and we have no one on our side anymore.
Is there any way that you could not work this closely with her?
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I've tried, but it's a very small marketing firm,
yeah.
And we're like literally like side by side almost every single day,
right?
And stuff like that. So it's very hard not to butt heads, which is, you know, normal everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just more so to the point where
the other people in the office, are they on your side, or are they on her side, or do they not know?
They're on my side. Like, it's not like no one talks. Like, it's a small place, right? So we all talk at the end of the day, but everyone is on my side.
And is it only you that gets this from her, or is it other people as well?
Oh, it's everybody.
It's everybody.
Oh, weird.
It's everybody.
Huh. And so does everybody complain about her?
Yes. It's she complains when we confront her about certain situations.
Yeah.
And has she been with HR, not just with you, but like with some of your coworkers too?
Yes. And they have the exact same experience. So okay. We can't even defend ourselves.
What does your boss say?
We've talked to her about it. She just kind of brushes it off. She was like, you know, what am I supposed to do about it? Like, it's the same thing. Like you said, like they're scared at this point that it could be something bigger.
But unfortunately, it is up to her to do something about it. If all of her other employees have a problem with one central figure in the office, your boss has to do something. And I think that what you need to do is go to your boss, not as individuals, but go to your boss as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the only thing you can do.
It's definitely a good idea. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, all right. Oh, girl, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah. Sorry, Samantha.
Try to have a good day at work.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.